Nearly 36 times this year, the federal government has received reports of whales tangled in fishing gear along the West Coast. Sometimes the whales manage to wriggle free. Other times you see heart-rending pictures on the news or a rescue mission. The culprit often involves Dungeness crab pot lines. Now Oregon crabbers are working with marine scientists to make the seas safer for whales and to avoid a black mark on their brand. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from the Oregon coast.
Bob Eder has fished commercially out of Newport, Oregon for decades.
Over 45 years of pulling crab pots, I think I've probably hauled close to 1 million. I've never encountered an entangled whale.
Eder often sees whales at sea and recognizes just one bad outcome blamed on fishing gear could be all it takes to cause a PR nightmare. Whale numbers are up, but so are sightings of humpback whales, gray whales, and the odd blue whale entangled in fishing lines and buoys, especially in California.
We want to get out ahead of it. We want to be proactive. We don't want to get sued by the Center for Biological Diversity. We want to see what we can do to mitigate the situation.
The Center for Biological Diversity is an environmental group, and it did just sue the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. The group wants a federal judge to order the state regulator to make crab fishermen do more to avoid harm to endangered whales. I spoke with Eder against a backdrop of thousands of cylindrical wire crab pots stacked on pallets at the port of Newport. The crab traps themselves are not the problem, but rather the heavy-duty ropes stretching from the seafloor to one or more buoys at the surface. Whales can snag a fin or a tail and get all tangled up if there's too much slack in the vertical line or excess floating on the surface. Hugh Link directs the Oregon Dungeness Crab Commission.
They normally don't come in where our gear is, but when we get warmer water and the feed comes in closer to shore, then we have an issue.
Link and Eder are two members of a work group of crabbers, marine biologists, and government agency and nonprofit reps. They've been meeting in Oregon since March. The work group agreed to distribute a flyer to crab boat operators ahead of the season opener next month with best practices for setting and tending gear. Oregon and Washington also have programs to retrieve lost or derelict fishing gear. The work group next plans to survey the fleet about potential season modifications and area closures to keep whales away from gauntlets of ropes.
To really take a swipe at minimizing co-occurrence between our fishing gear and the whales, it may take shortening the season or having shortening the amount of pots that can be fished. And this becomes highly controversial.
Those are, however, some of the very things the Center for Biological Diversity wants to see happen. Oakland-based center attorney Kristen Monsell applauds the Pacific Northwest crab fleet for trying to get out ahead of the issue.
I think it's great to hear that our neighbors to the north are meeting to discuss these issues. I think that if California had done so earlier, years and years ago, then we wouldn't be seeing the number of entanglements that we are off our coast now.
Monsell says she has no plans to expand the California lawsuit to the Oregon and Washington Dungeness crab fisheries at this time. That could change if there were an unanticipated surge in whale entanglement numbers in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Tom Bonsi in Newport, Oregon.